Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have another dizzying platter of just bizarro behavior by the ruling kleptocratic class today. And it is the healthy exposure of that that will finally bring these tyrants down. We have a NSA whistleblower who is a colleague of the director of technical at the National Security Agency. Of course, Bill Binney. We have Kirk Wiebe coming on the broadcast to break down his expert take on the so-called Orwellian-named American Freedom Act, or USA Freedom Act, that Lord Obama has now signed into law, passed by the Congress yesterday evening. Out of the Senate with 67 yes votes. And it is called the USA Freedom Act, so it must be wonderful. I guess if you labeled cyanide pills with red, white, and blue, it'd be okay for children to take. Of course, it would really kill them. But we're going to break down what this act actually does and why Rand Paul was opposing it. Very schizophrenic reporting by Fox News, CNN, and others, because I watched some last night and this morning trying to figure out, you know, where they were going with it, and then actually went to some of the different constitutional organization sites to see what they were saying. And the National Constitution Center says it's bad news. And we have gone to the subsections, and we'll go over those here on air. But CNN this morning had a couple articles, one saying that bulk collection was ending and it was a big victory for Snowden. I have that article here. Then another one by Jeremy Diamond saying thought bulk data collection was gone, think again, admitting the thing's a fraud. So this just goes to show that so much of it is basically in the eye of the beholder or how it's spun. People ask me all the time, you know, you say mainstream media is discredited and lies, but then you use it as a source. Well, there are some reporters at CNN that have told the truth. There are some reporters at CBS News that have told the truth. There are a lot of reporters on Fox News that tell the truth. Fox News tells about half the truth, the other half spinning lies. CNN, 75% lies, 25% truth. MSNBC, about 90% lies. And that's just my dead reckoning watching them. But Fox News is almost more dangerous because since they have so much truthful stuff on there, people then accept the lies that much more. It's like putting the cyanide into a steak and you don't know what you're eating until you fall over dead. Whereas CNN or MSNBC is just a steak with maggots crawling out of it that's been, you know, laying out in the sun for a week and stinks to high heaven. You're not going to bite into it, but a big sizzling, delicious tomahawk, you know, 50-ounce steak dripping with juices, it looks very palatable, doesn't it? And, of course, speaking of dripping with the dripping with deliciousness, I mean, you got all the info babes up there looking at you with sexual allure, smiling and winking their eyes. Because at a biological level, it's a beautiful woman winking at you and showing you that she wants to, you know, hook up with you. It's all psychological warfare. It's all inherently predatory by the globalist. But it also just goes with our human instinct. It's what we want to see. We want to see attractive women. In fact, all the studies show that men and women want to watch attractive women. It's no slight on women that aren't classically attractive. It's just a scientific fact. But I'm kind of digressing off into propaganda and deciphering it here. When we come back, it is another just overload of key intel. The war on cash is heating up. Author Robert Duvall says he's going to vote libertarian. Senator wants to use the RICO Act and arrest people that deny climate change. It's all coming up. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Just passed by Congress, the USA Freedom Act. Well, not real freedom, but the kind of freedom we act like we have in the USA. Think of it as CISPA for phone companies, a kind of cozy symbiotic relationship between the corporate oligarchy and the authoritarian government. The phone companies will now store your info and pass it on to the paranoid government on demand. And the phone companies will be granted freedom from liability. Now that's real freedom. The kind only the big guys get.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Now Congress will be notified whenever the secret FISA court, well, it's not really a court, just a single judge, reinterprets the law. That's great. Because they've been changing the law and not even telling us. Now they're going to let us know. Isn't America great? The USA Freedom Act. Offer void where prohibited by law. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
To an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up in the second hour, 60 minutes from now roughly, Kirk Wiebe, high-level NSA whistleblower, an associate of Mr. Drake and others, Mr. Benny, will be joining us to break down the USA Freedom Act that passed Congress yesterday and was signed by the president. He's part of the Institute for Public Accuracy. We'll be talking to him coming up in the second hour to break this down. But David Knight put together one of these InfoWars.com nuggets or bullets that we produce every single day and basically mix in as factoid news pieces into the advertisements that you hear played on the radio, really boiled down in 60 seconds exactly what the USA Freedom Act actually does. Big industry has been complaining that they're not getting paid enough. It's around $9 million a year on average by the federal government to store basically everything, including your entire phone calls on the cloud and other systems. And so it codifies into law and gives them cover to commit the criminal acts against their users, against their customers, and basically expands the Patriot Act radically. And then by the time it gets spun into the media, oh, it's a reform. It's a victory for Snowden. It's a victory for Julian Assange, on and on and on. And I'm not trying to be negative here. It's very positive we're having a national debate about this. It's very positive that people are focused on it. It's very positive that there's a debate about it. But you see how the flim-flam works. They're giving us faux or fake reform. Just like they take problems in healthcare and give us Obamacare that's five or six times worse. More of the same. A finagled boondoggle for the insurance companies to protect them while they double and triple prices and ration care and put bioethics boards and computers in control over medical decisions. So it's a process. I remember 8-9 years ago, the Bush administration pushed a Privacy Protection Act, and it actually made your records more accessible by big corporations and other groups. And they had another piece of legislation to protect pension funds, and it actually made it to where corporations could more easily steal your pension funds, your private pension funds, loot them. And so once you've seen them do this a couple hundred times, you kind of figure out their formulaic program. And then if you ask, why do they follow such simple formulae? Well, for decades, the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, the compliant accomplice media has, in a sophistic way, just parroted whatever they're told and gone along with this. And that's how we've gotten to this point. People ask why Senator Warren, who's much more popular with Democrats, hasn't run against Hillary yet. And it's because they'll blow her airplane up. They'll kill her. Drudge tweeted and said, you know, what cage do they have her in? Well, they've got her in the cage that the Democratic Party's a mafia. And they've got this new guy running against Hillary. I guarantee you that's a ringer. That's how they roll, folks. I mean, look. They think we're so dumb, they want to give us four administrations of the Clintons already, because they run Obama, make no mistake. So we've had four administrations of the Clintons, and now they want a fifth or a sixth. Hey, but don't worry, the last administration of Reagan was basically run by George Herbert Walker Bush, so he had two administrations, and then George W. had two administrations, so that's four right there for the Bush dynasty. Now they want to give us the same guy again. I mean, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice. Shame on me. Fool me three times. Huh. Stick a fork in us. We're done. But it shows the hubris and the arrogance of these people. But CNN had this paradox this morning when I was checking CNN to see what they were saying about the USA Freedom Act. It's like robbing a bank and the cops show up and you say, but it's the USA Freedom Act. Or your van's red, white, and blue and you're wearing a Uncle Sam outfit, and you go, stand down, gentlemen. It's freedom. Confetti shoots out of your hands. It's just the ultimate con game. It's all about the triumph of packaging and slogans over reality. We're going to go over what's in it, but I was surprised to see articles on CNN saying big victory for Snowden, big victory for Assange, big victory for freedom. Oh, this ends the illegal activities. Well, I thought there wasn't any illegal activity going on. See, it's lies within lies. But here's the bigger lie. It expands it all. And here's CNN actually telling the truth. Blind hogs do find acorns occasionally. Broken clocks are right twice a day. Thought bulk data collection was gone. Think again. Jeremy Dimon wrote this piece. The NSA is gearing up to collect millions of American telephone metadata again. But see, even that's a lie. It's not metadata. Not just who you called, the time and when, and the timestamp. They're recording the stinking phone calls, 80% of them. That's what whistleblowers have released the documents on. They index everything, maps of who you associate with. And it's almost a diversion talking about government, because corporations, from Microsoft to Google, to AT&T and the big telecoms, to Samsung, to Sony, to you name it, they're all making money off the microphones and cameras. And they go, it's okay because artificial intelligence collates it and then sends the data file to Samsung or other, quote, third-party groups for analysis or purchase. But then they admit they sometimes will sell, if people want to pay, for the audio in your house and the video. Who do you think pays? The government, mainly. $9 billion a year, last time I saw a congressional number. Then they classified that. That was like in 2005. It was $9 billion that they'd paid in the previous year. So I guess it was 2004. You can look it up. Maybe the guys can and the gals can. 2004, came out in 2005, $9 billion where the government, quote, makes a request and AT&T goes, sure, that'll be $100. Kind of like used to, you got copies of your checks for free because you kept your money in the bank. Now most banks will charge you. I was talking to a friend who wanted some of his checks. They wanted to charge him $1,400 for his last year of checks. He hadn't even hardly written many. He threatened to leave the bank. They said, we'll cut it in half, $700. See, once everything's digital, folks, and you don't have a choice, they can get rid of cash. They can screw you over. And that's in the news today as well. So even when CNN tells the truth, it is a addled, blind, groping attempt. Just 2 days after the agency shut down the program, when the Patriot Act provision that authorized it expired Sunday at midnight, the Senate restored those authorities, allowing the government to reinstate bulk data collection for the next 6 months, and it just goes on. Let's read what Scott Bomboy said and wrote at the National Constitution Center. USA Freedom Act signed, so what's next? NSA spying. The act passed the Senate 67 yes votes, signed by Obama. On the surface, the USA Freedom Act curtails but doesn't end the government's ability to get phone metadata records for American citizens and others. After a six-month transition period, the USA Freedom Act shifts the burden of keeping the phone records to private companies. Oh, that's even worse. And the NSA must get individualized permissions from the secret FISA court to get relevant targeted information from a phone company storing the records. It also provides for an adversarial advocate in the secret FISA court and the release of certain FISA court decisions publicly. The Freedom Act also restores a roving wiretap provision and lone wolf provision of the Patriot Act. Folks, they never followed the Patriot Act to begin with, as Rand Paul said in his speech. They already just recorded all. This is all a joke. They used the FISA court in something like 0.1% of the cases. When they wanted to actually prosecute somebody, they would engage in structuring a fraudulent conversion for the court that they call basically parallel construction, where they then go and create a case acting like they started the investigation from constitutional means when they'd already built the case using illegal total spying systems. I'm going to go to break here with this David Knight piece he just filed this morning. In 60 seconds, he tells it all. He explains it all. Here it is.
Just passed by Congress, the USA Freedom Act. Well, not real freedom, but the kind of freedom we act like we have in the USA. Think of it as CISPA for phone companies, a kind of cozy symbiotic relationship between the corporate oligarchy and the authoritarian government. The phone companies will now store your info and pass it on to the paranoid government on demand. And the phone companies will be granted freedom from liability. Now that's real freedom, the kind only the big guys get.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Now Congress will be notified whenever the secret FISA court, well, it's not really a court, just a single judge, reinterprets the law. That's great, because they've been changing the law and not even telling us. Now they're going to let us know. Isn't America great? The USA Freedom Act. Offer void where prohibited by law. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
And by the way, this is the transition now to complete global corporate government. Not free market corporate, but big robber barons with their own hit teams, diplomatic immunity that command NATO. The TPP, government by secret corporations where you can't see the documents, and the corporations are grabbing all your data and recording what goes on in your house, and the CIA director goes out and shoots his mouth off laughing about it, how dumb we are. Well, I'm not dumb, and I know you people are a bunch of crooks.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming up, stories, the top story on Infowars.com. Economists, financial elites, fear-provoking bank runs. A U.S. senator says use mafia laws, anti-mafia laws, racketeering laws against anyone who doesn't believe in global warming, just like they've called for in Europe. Boy, these are really liberal people. We don't want to pay a carbon tax to the U.N. and Al Gore. How bold of Al Gore to own one of the main carbon exchanges that you'll have to pay money to? I mean, this is sick. Obama owns part of the trading group in Chicago on the mercantile. They want to put you in jail. Oh, and don't worry, the TPP, part of the documents that have been leaked by WikiLeaks, they want to basically push the carbon tax as well. And there's some good news. Obama's trade deal faces bipartisan peril in the House. That's from the New York Times. That's coming up in the next segment. But getting back into the USA Freedom Act, what an Orwellian, ridiculous, over-the-top name, a fraud wrapped in a lie, wrapped in another scam deployed by the mainstream media. We have Mitch McConnell, the leader of the Senate, running around saying there is no illegal spying. Your rights are not being violated. The same thing Marco Rubio is saying. This is really a battle right now between the forces of deception, the forces of truth, and will lies and outright con artistry that up is down and down is up and black is white and left is right. Will this be the victory of these fraudsters? Because we've had dozens and dozens of whistleblowers from the NSA go public. We have the actual NSA documents and schematics about how they're spying on everything. Big corporations are doing it. And then they just get up there and say, no one's violating your rights. Nothing's happening. Move along. Where'd you get these droids? These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. Move along. I mean, are we that dumb? Here is Mitch McConnell trying to be Obi-Wan Kenobi. But he's not a good guy. So I guess he's trying to be Darth Vader. Here it is.
And so today the Senate will vote on whether or not we should take one more tool away from those who defend this country every day. The ability of a trained analyst under exceedingly close supervision and only with the approval of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court to query a database of call data records based on reasonable, articulable suspicion. No content, no names, no listening to phone calls of law-abiding citizens. None of that is going on. We're talking about call data records.
Man.
And these are the provider's records, which is not what the Fourth Amendment speaks to.
All right, let's stop right there. No, it's your personal papers and effects. This is how lawyers scam you. They get you to focus in on one little area about metadata and then claim that they're not spying on anybody outside of that when it's on record they are. In fact, anybody can type in NSA spied on Senate, CIA spied on Senate, CIA broke into Senate computers, beyond what Nixon did with the plumbers. You can type in MI6 blackmailing parliament. All these governments are doing it. Of course these politicos want access to this, even though it's bringing them down. The Patriot Act was used to go after Hastert. As disgusting as Hastert is, and he fits the bill of one of these pedos, got to say he's innocent until proven guilty, still, it's not a terrorist. I mean, you don't suspend his constitutional rights to catch him. And the argument is, well, we got him. Really? It's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison. I mean, this has been done before in history where you suspend due process and it creates hell on earth every single time. So remember, they denied there was any NSA spying before. Remember that? And now they had to walk it back and go, oh, okay, there is, but there isn't. In fact, they just found an article there about spying on Congress. Spying on members of the U.S. Congress, DOJ, tapped congressional rooms as well as reporters' offices. That's right. They even went and hid microphones in the cloakroom and the break room of the senators. Without warrants, the Justice Department stuck microphones in private areas of the Capitol, wiretapping, hardcore felonies. This is the same group that shipped guns into Mexico. Okay? I mean, that's the type of stuff going on here.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A Rhode Island senator, Sheldon Whitehouse, just seriously suggested that people who are skeptical of global warming models and predictions should not only be censored, but prosecuted under the RICO Act. That's the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act of 1970. You know, going after organized crime. The government was having trouble getting convictions for organized crime because the mob could always hire the best lawyers. So they decided they'd take away their money first so they could get a conviction. But when you take away constitutional rights for the mob, you take them away for everyone. Within 16 years, Reagan signed civil asset forfeiture laws that allowed the police to confiscate property even without charging you with a crime. By 1994, RICO was being used against pro-life activists. So it's not a stretch that this government would use RICO against people who are skeptical of its agenda. For more information, go to InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency. They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around, a tree to the ground, shattered from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound.
Gas mask.
Couture.
The summer of rage.
The building is graves within the states. You and I, they'll vaccinate.
I want to get back into the whole NSA situation because we have a major whistleblower joining us coming up. But you've also got other activities going on. Shep Blatter, the head of the worldwide FIFA soccer system, has now resigned. They've arrested dozens of people. What is it, 40-something people? And it's our government acting as a global government. And it's almost bizarre that they would be engaged in economic warfare to get the World Cup to the U.S. instead of Russia. But it's not even being done for U.S. interests. That would be still villainous, but not as bad as the fact they do everything they can to make sure that the United States doesn't have industry, doesn't have jobs, and is dependent on globalism. But these politicians want it here because they want the payoffs, they want the graft, they want the world stage for themselves to project themselves into global government positions. These are the most narcissistic, peacock-like people you can imagine. And I'm not defending
the FIFA and all of its obvious historical corruption. But it's a private global soccer system. It's their business. The United States has no business when we have incredibly corrupt sports system. I mean, probably one of the most corrupt in the world. We don't have any business being involved in this. The FBI arresting a bunch of people in Switzerland at a FIFA convention. And now it's this big distraction. Meanwhile, we have the Justice Department engaged in basically every crime under the sun and not getting in trouble, setting the precedent for even more of that in the future. I mean, it is scary. So that's just one of the articles I have here in the stack. Let me just give you the headlines here. George W. Bush outpolls Barack Obama. WikiLeaks offers a $100,000 bounty for Asian trade pact published and pushed by Obama. So they're offering a $100,000 bounty for Asia trade pact to be published. And what I understood was WikiLeaks has the whole thing. And so they're just fundraising, saying, give us money and we'll release it. But by the time it hits Reuters, they're acting like WikiLeaks is saying, we've got a bounty out to get the rest of it. So I went back this morning and looked and found articles saying WikiLeaks has it and chose to leak the subsections on the internet. So I'm confused because I've called for Assange to release it all. But maybe he never got it all. Maybe that was a mistake in the media. I don't know. Assange needs to clarify that because I still haven't decided if I trust him or not. We know in the war between corporations and governments and other corporations, kind of that trifecta. Again, corporations and government waging war, corporations waging war with other corporations. Within that triangle, the separation of powers, that's still there, even if they're trying to circumvent it. The founders just put separation of powers in very clearly so that you never get too much power in one branch. Within those competing factors that are out there, that thank God they're there, that's what restrains tyranny from just absolutely taking over everything. Within that, WikiLeaks is undoubtedly releasing things that tend to favor Google and tend to favor key globalist corporations that are vying to be the global government. See, all these corporations are pushing global government because whether it's ExxonMobil or whether it's Walmart or whether it's Apple or whether it's IBM or whether it's Microsoft or Google or whether it is Miller Brewing, they're all on these globalist boards. They all get more power out of the global government getting more power because they set it up. They're like ring wraiths who serve the one ring, and they all think magically that they're going to end up being the head honcho one day. They all lust after the ring, seeking it. So to understand the global power structure, that's what you've got to get in their mindset. Because even though they can get burned by it, even though they can get run over by it, they're all pooling their power into it because they already get increased power out of it. And as its power increases, the more wildly, the more laissez-faire they get about tyranny and the more arrogant they get and the more they get away with, the more insane they get, the more power lust they get. Heard of wanderlust? What about power lust? It's called megalomania. Hedge fund mogul Paulson gives Harvard a record $400 million donation. It's all part of the mafia that then sends out the people to write the regs in government. So that's a protection payment. Actor Robert Duvall says he may vote for Rand Paul. That's up on Infowars.com. Maybe, the THX1138 star says. Native American student sues to wear eagle feather at graduation. You can wear a Harry Potter shirt, but you can't wear that because it's seen as religious. Hey, you can wear whatever you want as long as it's your own private religious expression. You can talk about Christ if you want, or you can promote Baphomet if you want. Unless it's in the rules of the school that you can't have any logos. But once you're graduating in a separate free speech event, it's been held by courts, you do have that right. But it just shows the mindset of these people. There's another one here. Space invaders, feminist, neuter male And now people are actually being arrested for mail spreading. If you open your legs more than 3 inches, you are arrested in New York. So the feminist Nazis, to use a Rush Limbaugh term, feminazi, they put the edict out, the police act. People say, why does everybody follow their orders? Because the state is teaching them they have power, not individually, but to carry out the mandate to create divide and conquer strategies. Speaking of tyranny, Senator says use racketeering laws, that's anti-organized crime laws, to prosecute global warming skeptics. That's right. A sitting U.S. senator is suggesting using RICO laws that should be applied to global warming skeptics. It's from the Weekly Standard. Mark Hemingway reporting, writing in the Washington Post, Sheldon Whitehouse, a Democratic senator from Rhode Island, offered a curious suggestion for dealing with global warming skeptics. It's not curious. This is they're actually arresting people now in Europe and trying to do it in the UK. Doesn't matter the satellites say it's getting cooler. It doesn't matter what all the evidence shows. It doesn't matter that the northern ice cap got bigger. Al Gore said it'd be gone by 2 years ago. In 2006, he said it'd be gone by 2013. It doesn't matter that they changed from ice ages coming to global warming's coming by the 80s and 90s to now any climate change is humans and is going to kill us. The climate's always changing. Well, that's an arrestable offense. They claim that because I get up here and say this, I'm part of an organized crime group being paid by oil companies. Really, which ones? ExxonMobil, BP, British Petroleum, of course, and Dutch Roll Shell and others are the main givers after Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. They're the number 3, 4, 5, and 6 donors to the whole global warming shakedown fiasco. It's like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson going around saying, we're going to call your company racist if you don't make a $1 million donation to us. And, you know, his daughter stepped in a crack in New York sidewalk and is suing, saying it blew out her knee, and then she's caught on video and photos and puts on her own Facebook her climbing mountains. Looks like a mountain goat, too. And I didn't used to be irreverent, but I just do that now to just let the feminists know I have First Amendment. I used to be chivalrous about that, but see, they've used our Western chivalry against us. The so-called left doesn't care if radical Islamists kill Christians, sexually mutilate women, put them into sex slavery. They defend them. They love it. It's cute and foreign and sexy because it's different than the West. But then the West, where women's rights came from, where they were pushed, where slavery was ended worldwide by the West, we get the blame for ending it all. They take our chivalry and they throw vomit all over it with hate because they see us as weak men who built the civilization with our women as a human unit, as a team. They see us as weak and henpecked, and they want to dominate us as usurpers. They are women who are married to the eugenics state. They are married to the cult of death. In fact, can you guys cue up I Kill My Kids, please, from the rally a week and a half ago? Against killing 51% of the black people in the country that have been killed. 51% of black people were never born. They were erased. How poignant and saddening is that since 1974? And we just went out to say, hey, Black Lives Matter, don't abort any of the babies. And so we were descended upon by what could only be described as reeking, scrofulous, demonic protuberances sticking up out of the caves they slithered out of. Then one of them even went and jumped in a dumpster and hid in it. I mean, you can't make up the filth crawling back from whence it came. I kill my kids. You guys can just type in like Alex Jones assaulted by a communist, and then it's in that video. It's on YouTube. I think I'm going to have a promo of those. In fact, it's in the promo we've got that Ja'Kari Jackson put together, the A-Team. In fact, let's just play that. You can cue that up. The Abortion Team. I think the actual title of the video is Abortionists and Devil Worshippers. But I just pull it up right here for you. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, this is the senator writing in the Washington Post. In 2006, Judge Gladys Kessler of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia decided the tobacco company's fraudulent campaign amounted to racketeering enterprise, according to the court. Defendants coordinated significant aspects of their public relations, scientific, legal, and marketing activity in the furtherance of a shared objective to maximize industry profits by preserving and expanding the market for cigarettes through a scheme to deceive the public. The tobacco companies for 60-something years added hundreds of additives to make it more addictive. They did hire fake scientists to cover it up. They did engage in media campaigns. That's what the global warming people are doing, or the climate change people now, is they got caught hiding the decline. They got caught organizing how to hide temperature declines. That's the word, hide the decline, at the Anglia University running it worldwide. Putting the marching orders out. They got caught hiding their carbon treaty that would basically double taxes on the third world and be a death sentence. They got caught. They got caught. And then the oil companies are doing this. They want to shut down their competition. They want to shut down coal. Oil's biggest competition is coal, folks. This is about shutting coal off. I own no coal stock. But coal, none of my family does, but coal. Coal. Clean burning coal is one of the best energies we've got. We can make gasoline out of it. Cleaner burning than what we've got. We could shut Saudi Arabia down right now. We got 300 years of coal just in Texas. 300 years of lignite. See, my problem is I know what I'm talking about. They just want to call us criminals. And he goes on to say the parallels between that and global warming and climate change deniers are clear. And he goes on to say we should be indicted. These are the totalitarians we deal with. Let's go ahead, though, and just show you, really, in my experience, and this happened at the Capitol with women who weren't dressed in basically all black. You know, women just spontaneously, with other women praying at the Capitol to try to ban partial birth abortion a few years ago. The women started running up saying, Hail Satan, and just started just chanting. And it was like Buddhist monks or something. Hail Satan. You hear the audio. It doesn't translate well on radio because it resonates so high. You can watch it online. It was on the news. And it was just Satan. Because, I mean, Satan wants these babies. This is a, and the women were just channeling their love of death. We understand. So here is the abortion team. Dun, 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 dun.
Did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
You know what? That's so good. So informative. Let's start it over with Darren McBreen's intro to the piece. I want to play the full piece as we get ready to go to break. Here is the abortion team.
In today's world, abortion supporters routinely attend pro-life rallies and attempt to bully activists. If you have a problem and need a smelly group of commie devil worshipers, maybe you can call the A-Team.
How many did I adopt? I kill my kids.
I kill my kids.
Hey, we saw your Facebook with your communist hammer and sickle. That's pretty cool, man. Is that you on the Facebook? Is there a Facebook page of you with a hammer and sickle?
I don't think so.
I don't wear children. I love Satan.
How do you get your abortions paid for?
I pay for them.
Really? How many do you pay for?
Upwards of 50.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You piece of
bunch of misogynist mother. Take your male privilege somewhere else.
How about you being aggressive?
I'm being aggressive.
One and us! Wow!
That's the guys that attack Alex Jones.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I just thought I'd air that because I know we have new listeners every day, every minute, and they hear me claiming there's women running around the streets of Austin going, Hail Satan. There you go. And if you go to the Capitol or anywhere, and it'll be straight-laced looking women, you go, you know, I really think we shouldn't kill 8-month-old babies. And they'll just go, Satan. You're like, excuse me. They'll start attacking you and just grabbing your signs and throwing them down. And it's like, whoa. Because they don't have any personalities. They weren't brought up by loving parents. They've been sat in front of a television. Their soul's gone. And I guess just interdimensionally, because there's a vacancy in their body, something comes into them. Like a galactic body snatcher. I mean, I don't know. But just thank the good Lord I don't have those entities in me. Oh, boy, I tell you, they always stick their tongues out and go, they just really, that's the universal, just, I love it. Yeah, you're going to love dying with cancer. You're going to love getting put in that pine box. You're going to love nobody there to care about you when you're dying. Those of you that love death, boy, you're in for it.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and longtime supply of Survival Shield nascent iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
we interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
You listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and is full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein. And they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Alex Jones here back live. You know, I just mentioned this off from the top of my head about 30 minutes ago, just from memory, when I was talking about the NSA and this ridiculous USA Freedom Act that just makes it worse and just legalizes corporations doing what they're already doing, spying on us for and with their counterparts that they've put in government. Because make no mistake, it's a corporate takeover of government. DEA eavesdropping tripled, bypassed federal courts, USA Today. And they just admit what's been known for 30-something years, that they listen to everything, it's all recorded, and the DEA has more access to the computers, basically, that the NSA has stored the data on than the NSA does. That's why William Binney kept trying to go, we need to know who's on the system. Why can't we set up monitoring of the NSA? And they go, no, no one's allowed to know who's getting into the database. Because it's a system to bring America down. They put a system in to spy on everything and then give it to foreign governments, select corporations, and other globalists. Which makes them basically invincible. If they're allowed to continue to operate because they've got full data control, they can steal anything, they can always be three steps ahead of everybody, they can find out when whistleblowers are about to go public and go after them. I mean, it's ridiculous. And the crooks that have taken over don't want to get rid of this because it's so flaming illegal. They want to have Mitch McConnell and Rubio and Obobo and all the rest of them get up there and tell us that there is no illegal spying. They're just, it's preposterous. It reminds me of Gibbs, the former press secretary for Obozo. Well, he didn't know Bozo. He's killing the country. Mr. Effective, Mr. Assassin of Freedom, Mr. Frontman of the Globalist. And he gets up there and goes, well, you know, the drone program is admitted to exist. I've been killing people for years. And I was told to get up on TV and say it didn't exist. And it's kind of hard to do that when it's known to exist. But I did it. You know, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, close quote. That's what they're doing. But it's in USA Today that the DEA's doing all this without warrants. I mean, this is just redonkulous. Absolutely ridiculous. Coming up, tone-deaf Clinton campaign throws kids off playground. New York Post. This is the type of story that gets people's attention. Economist says financial elites, fear-provoking bank runs, prepare to ban cash. Bilderberg's about to meet to try to ram that through. I've got part of the Bilderberg agenda. I'm just waiting to publish it. I need to talk to Watson and give him my sources and what I've been told. School kitchen manager fired from Colorado school for giving hungry students free lunches. But it's okay to have foreign banks rape everybody and steal the pension funds. It's all coming up in the second hour today. I am rampaging for freedom. I am upset about being usurped and enslaved and dominated, and I'm here trying to rally free humanity to say no to this takeover. Briefly, folks really love their Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. The bad halogens are put in the food and water. They fill up the thyroid, other glands, and just devastate normal human activity. That's admitted. When the feds ordered it, put in salt in the 20s, IQs went up 15 points. Just Google iodine made IQ go up 15 points, and it'll come up mainstream news. International Business Times, AP, you name it. But that's the standard iodine that's basically bound to other elements and isn't very absorbable. We have the true crystal pure form, 999 plus, from deep earth sources nobody else has. And what it's done for me, my family, you've heard the rave reviews. It's the missing link, the turbocharger. It's just incredible. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And it's going to sell out actually in 5-6 days, not 2 weeks, like I said, because folks have, you know, paid attention to the fact that we're running out of it. It could be months till we get more because the manufacturing process is so complicated. And it's mined, and that source isn't sure either. So I don't think it's going to happen, but it could be the end of X2. You'll have to go back to original Survival Shield. That was a game changer as well. InfoWarsLife.com to secure your today.
You
thank you so
GCN.
Much for the support.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
NSA whistleblower Kirk Wiebe is going to be joining us from accuracy.org and exposedfacts.org. Colleague of William Benny, former director of the technical division of the NSA and the inventor of much of this stuff. He's been right here in the studio. Amazing patriot, amazing person of courage. We've got really important news coming up on the issue of TPP. I want to hit that in a moment. But first, I mentioned this earlier in the last hour, the war on free speech intensifying in this country, but also the war on men. There's a special report on Infowars.com. Two men have been arrested in New York for man-spreading. If you open your legs, like I'm doing right now, even just a few inches, you will be arrested. That's after feminists called for it. And in a tyranny, they teach you that clamoring masses must be worshipped as long as it creates infighting. And that ties into the claims that if you're a valedictorian or someone giving a speech, the class president or whatever, at a commencement or at a graduation, you will be stripped of your degree or you'll be made to go back a year. You'll be penalized if you thank God. Now you can get up there and thank Harry Potter, as I said earlier. You can thank the Dalai Lama. Just do not thank Jesus Christ. Don't talk about God. And you can pump your fist in the air, but don't do the Catholic cross or whatever if you make a touchdown or hit a knee, or you'll be suspended or, you know, charged thousands of dollars. Separation of church and state means the state can't have an official religion and can't fund religion, which we have with faith-based initiatives that Bush and Obama have been pushing. Totally illegal on its face. They have turned this into this deal where they find a Bible. You know, this has happened a bunch in a Texas school, an Illinois school, and they'll throw them away or suspend you. Oh, it's like you had a, you know, Hustler magazine or Playboy. And now if a Native American puts a feather in their hair, which I guess means you're graduating into a man, I think that just means you're 13 years old, 14 years old, whatever, you're going to puberty, 12 years old. But nevertheless, you know, women can wear earrings, people can wear hats, you can wear a tie, those are all adornments, but don't wear your cultural religious symbol. The meaning, you know, your spirit's now, you know, elevated, soaring like an eagle. You're, you know, now in touch with your ancestors. You're now a brave. You do that, you're going to get in trouble. Native American student sues to wear eagle feather at graduation. Should a graduating high school student, this is KIRO7, be allowed to wear an eagle feather, an item with cultural and religious significance to him as a member of a Native American tribe at his graduation? His school district has said no, but Christian Tittman filed a lawsuit Monday asserting his free speech and religious freedom rights under the state constitution and California's education code. Absolutely. You can go and hand out Bible tracts at lunch or during proper times at school. Can't do it in class. You can share the gospel with someone, or you can share your love of killing babies, you know, and Satanism through abortion. You have your religious right. Of course, I'm being sarcastic on the devil worship front. But this just shows how they've distorted all this. Now continuing, family threatened with jail for cheering graduating relatives. That article's on Infowars.com and there's video. $500 fines for expressing support. And, you know, it's a big deal in this low-income, mainly black area. Big deal for anybody to be getting out of high school. And folks cheer and get excited. I remember people cheered at my graduation for folks. My family really didn't because, I mean, it was kind of embarrassing. But the point is that it just shows how they'll throw you in jail or fire you for feeding a homeless person or cheering at a graduation or kick you out or whatever if you say you love Jesus. But mega banks can steal the whole country blind, spy on us without warrants, do whatever they want, and it's supposedly A-OK. All right, we'll be back with a major whistleblower in the fight to restore our republic and the Fourth Amendment. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are flagship sites.
Well, it looks like the Justice Department wants to ban more Americans from owning guns. That's right. President Barack Hussein Obama is proposing new firearm regulations that will revoke gun rights from those the government declares to be mentally unfit. And that's a scary thought considering the fact that the official diagnostic system for mental disorders in the U.S., the DSM-5, is so broad that almost every form of human behavior can be diagnosed as some type of mental illness. For example, in 2012, the Department of Veteran Affairs sent out letters to U.S. military veterans to inform them that their competence levels were under review, and if the federal government rated them incompetent, they would be prohibited from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or even ammo. For more details on this story, plus all the day's breaking news, go to InfoWars.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and longtime supply of Survival Shield nascent iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Just passed by Congress, the USA Freedom Act. Well, not real freedom, but the kind of freedom we act like we have in the USA. Think of it as CISPA for phone companies, a kind of cozy symbiotic relationship between the corporate oligarchy and the authoritarian government. The phone companies will now store your info and pass it on to the paranoid government on demand. And the phone companies will be granted freedom from liability. Now that's real freedom. The kind only the big guys get.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Now Congress will be notified whenever the secret FISA court, well, it's not really a court, just a single judge, reinterprets the law. That's great, because they've been changing the law and not even telling us. Now they're going to let us know. Isn't America great? The USA Freedom Act. Offer void or prohibited by law. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kirk Wiebe joins us after spending 4 years that included tours of duty in Turkey and Japan with the intelligence arm of the United States Air Force during 63 to 67. Kirk attended Indiana University, receiving master's degrees in Russian language. In 74, the year I was born, Kirk then headed east to work for the National Security Agency, retiring in October 2001, same time that Benny and Drake and others left, and then, of course, got SWAT teamed, and they tried to set him up. That's back in the news today, dealing with the NSA. Judge probes destruction of evidence in NSA leak prosecution, and that was of Thomas Drake. So they've come after these heroes who just told the truth. He was awarded the Meritorious Civilian Service Award, the NSA's second highest honor, for important work done on foreign strategic weapons systems. 2002, when it was clear that the NSA was headed down the wrong path, Kirk, along with fellow NSA retirees Bill Binney, Ed Loomis, and former senior staff for the White House Select Subcommittee on Intelligence, Diana Rourke, initiated a Department of Defense Inspector General complaint about mismanagement and the waste of hundreds of millions of dollars the National Security Agency. And I won't go over all the rest of it, but they were persecuted by for going through the system, trying to reform it. And now we've had the USA Freedom Act. Now we have the USA Freedom Act signed, and they're claiming it's a reform. From what I've seen and what you just heard David Knight break down, it's actually just a shell game. Kirk Wiebe, thank you so much for joining us today.
Alex Jones, it's a distinct honor to be with you.
Well, it's great to have you, sir. I could ask a lot of questions here, but why don't you start at the beginning and just recap what you've witnessed being inside of the NSA, what's happened since, and then I'd like to get your take on the USA Freedom Act.
What's happened in a nutshell, Alex, is the very thing that Eisenhower, President Eisenhower, on the night of January 17th, 1961, warned all of us about. And that is the, undue influence of the military-industrial complex on the ability of this government to function the way the founders intended it to, unencumbered by outside influences other than those expressly set up to deliver the voice of the people. So we have people willing to sacrifice the security of the nation for money. It's really corruption that is the real elephant in the room in the background here behind all of this.
So you're saying the running of this tens of billions of dollars a year grid is its own evil of itself, separate from the undue power and influence this gives the special interest, corporate and governmental, that are able to have access to the information. That ends the level playing field.
Absolutely. It's gone. If Eisenhower saw what's in place today, what has really become the military-industrial intelligence complex, we need to add another I because of what's gone on in the intervening 50 years since Eisenhower was in office. That thing is huge. It has multiple tentacles into various states who elect senators and congressmen, who in turn benefit from businesses in their states who are milking the government trough of money for billions of dollars, many of them getting rich at our expense, all of this causing a constitutional crisis because we have a Congress more unwilling to defend the Constitution than ever in the history of the country.
Did you see the clip yesterday, speaking on the Senate floor with the leader of the Senate, Mitch McConnell, got up and just said, there is no illegal spying. We've seen Senator Rubio say the exact same thing, just with a straight face. It's the equivalent of telling us that Santa Claus is real. It's so over the top.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, here we have two senators, one of whom wants to become president, willing to stand there and lie and not wince about it, not have any shame, none. And this is what we're under. Either that, Alex, or the two of them are so ignorant of what NSA is really up to. And, you know, I really do believe NSA's made it difficult for many people in Congress to understand what it's really doing. But as long as Congress isn't willing to do what I call earnest and real oversight, this is what we're going to get.
We have a major NSA whistleblower joining us right now, accuracy.org, exposedfacts.org. But I want to play the Mitch McConnell clip that we aired last hour in case new listeners just tuned in. This is the new party line. They're kind of going back to the old line that Bush had, that there is no illegal spying going on, even though whistleblowers at AT&T and others were going public and they knew full well what was happening. Now it's a bipartisan push by Obama and Republican leaders to just say, are you insane? There's no such thing as, you know, warrantless spying. It's not going on. Here's the leader of the Senate.
It speaks to the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. But these records belong to the phone companies. And let me remind the Senate, the standard for reasonable, articulable suspicion is that the terror suspect is associated with a, quote, foreign terrorist organization, end quote, as determined by a court. Nobody's civil liberties are being violated here.
Kirk Wiebe, NSA whistleblower, what is your view on his statement?
It's specious. I don't know what else to call it. You know, while he is technically correct, he's alluding to a legal precedent that if most people understood it or even heard about it, they would shake their head and say, what has happened to the profession of law and interpretation of the law? The authority that Mitch McConnell is inferring here, when he says we have no right to privacy of our phone records, is a case called Smith versus Maryland from the year 1979, when none of us even knew how to spell smartphone, let alone know what it means. It's from a time when the court said, yes, the police were not doing anything wrong when they tapped a dialed number between a criminal and his victim and used that evidence to prove the connection between the criminal and the victim, who he had been harassing via telephone.
So they had probable cause. They had probable cause and it was a suspect.
Exactly. Now, that went to the Supreme Court because the criminal said, you can't use that information. The court said, oh, yes, yes, we can. Yes, the government can. Yes, the police can. You don't have any expectation of that not being used. But you're right. The context was probable cause. That's a lot different than demanding the phone company hand over all their records about every American, including every innocent American, which, of course, is the majority of those records.
Well, you bring up Eisenhower. I want to play a clip of his famous speech here in a moment. He talked about a technological elite controlling the military-industrial complex being the threat. That's the full quote. But it's so clear they've already gone this far, and they're debating Patriot Act metadata when we know they're recording 80-something percent of the actual audio, and corporations are in a race to do it as well. It just doesn't stand. I mean, even USA Today today is admitting that the DEA spies on everything without, you know, warrants, and then goes and creates fake court cases. So I'm wondering, you know, what comes next in this slide into tyranny. But here's President Eisenhower warning us, and I guess today they demonize him like they're demonizing Rand Paul.
We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
But then we have Governor Rick Perry outgoing, saying you cannot question the military in a speech last week. But the military is run by the politicians. It's just an insane statement. Kirk, stay there. We're going to come right back to you, exposedfacts.org. Kirk Wiebe is an American patriot, high-level NSA whistleblower. They were all persecuted. We're going to talk some about that when we come back. They went through channels, so they got harassed, indicted, SWAT-teamed, fake court cases made up. Just incredible. Stay with us.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Here's James Clapper famously being questioned by Wyden in Congress and lying and saying, spying? We don't spy on anything. In fact, what's spying at the NSA? It's like saying, the sun and the sky? Never heard of that. Here's the famous clip.
The NSA director was at a conference, and he was asked a question about the NSA surveillance of Americans. He replied, and I quote here, "The story that we have millions or hundreds of millions of dossiers on people is completely false." The reason I'm asking the question is, having served on the committee now for a dozen years, I don't really know what a dossier is in this context. So what I wanted to see is if you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently, perhaps, collect, but not wittingly.
That's lying to Congress under oath right there. And now his lawyer 2 weeks ago said he just basically had some brain flatulence and had forgotten as the head of the NSA that they had any data on Americans. I mean, that's got to be one of the biggest lies in history. I mean, Pinocchio has nothing on this guy. I don't think Pinocchio should be the symbol of lying anymore, Kirk. I mean, shouldn't it be Clapper?
You know, Alex, almost nobody knows this, but when I was in the process of earning that Meritorious Civilian Service Award for work against foreign strategic weapons, Jim Clapper was one of my primary customers for intelligence, because at that point he was stationed with the U.S. Strategic Air Command out in Omaha, Nebraska. And I had the utmost regard for him. So I know him personally, have sat in rooms with him, talked to him. And for him, for me to watch what you just showed, is a complete 180. I mean, he went to the dark side, but I know what happens when you get into government this deep and you're representing the Pentagon and you're representing NSA and to a degree the FBI and all these agencies that are now dipping in to the intelligence game, for their own particular agendas and reasons. You are very reluctant to put something unpleasant in their punch bowls. You want to support the good old boy network.
You feel like they're your children. You're their boss. You're protecting them.
Exactly. In other words, those who have taken oaths to uphold and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic, are not doing it. They're more pro-misuse of this apparatus.
So back when Clapper was actually one of the head guys at SAC, defending us from Russian attacks, doing real work, spying on weapon systems, defending the Republic, he was a good guy. It kind of shows the mission makes the man, the uniform, the job, who you associate with. But then he falls into bad company, becomes a governmental head, and kneels to Emperor Palpatine and joins the Sith.
Exactly. And that happens to so many people. And you hear this rationale. If you talk to people who are part of the complex that Eisenhower talked about, they'll say, well, a man's got to eat. Well, I guess you can prostitute yourself if that's what you want to do. You know, we used to stand behind principles in this country. And I would argue that the way society has developed over the last 50 years, we're no longer teaching those principles. We're no longer stressing the importance. We're poo-pooing the idea of the Pledge of Allegiance. We're poo-pooing the teaching of the Constitution. So now we have a Constitution, a Bill of Rights, if you will, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth, the Fifth, the Sixth. They're all under attack in one form or another. I'll tell you, unless we turn this around, we're going to lose that document, and then it's anybody's game who's in power.
Don't they call that the bottom falling out? Because folks think it's cute to have corruption, know it's going to be okay, but it always grows. You're either shrinking it or it's growing. It doesn't stay at one you know, level. It's gas-like. It's moving. It's kinetic. And we're moving towards the bottom dropping out, and then the sky's the limit. Then we become anarchy.
Absolutely. And for those who think NSA deserves to be trusted, let me remind them. The NSA has existed about 68 years. For 42 of those 68, they've operated illegally. 35 of it between the period 1947 and 1975.
Kirk Wiebe, this is too important. We're going to break. Long segment coming up. I'm going to give you the floor to break down this history. You're going to have the floor when we come back to really break it down. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is important radio, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Fresh off their victories against manspreading, for which multiple people have already been arrested in places like New York, feminists are now setting their sights on the highest target possible, Almighty God. The article, Feminist Clergy Wants Christians to Refer to God as She, breaks down how an activist group over in England, Women in the Church or Watch, has already had success putting female bishops in the church. But they didn't stop there. The chairperson for Watch was quoted as saying, "The reality is that in many churches up and down the country, something more than almost default male language about God is already being used," she told the Telegraph. Quietly, clergy are just talking about God as she every now and then. Keeping in mind that multiple times throughout the Bible, Jesus refers to God as his father, not his mother, his father. You can find this and many other reports on InfoWars.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, InfoWars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality and they weren't as affordable as they should be. So I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, HDFirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. HDFirearms.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
NSA whistleblower who tried to internally work through the government with his colleagues and was basically persecuted for it. I want to spend some time on that just to look at what they're doing to the press, what they're doing to whistleblowers that are exposing programs that were illegal. The courts have said this now. They play on the public's ignorance and have Obama and Mitch McConnell and others get up there and say none of this is happening. Kirk, you got cut off by the break. Recap what you were saying and no need to pause for the next 10 minutes if you want. You can have the floor and give us a speech or a breakdown as an insider on where we're going, what's happening. You were making the point, if folks just joined us, that for many decades they've been doing illegal stuff. Please elaborate on that.
Yeah, it began right after World War II. Some argue maybe the last year or so, World War II. the NSA and its predecessor organizations were monitoring or began monitoring all outgoing communications from the United States, all, both ends of the conversation. They were monitoring Martin Luther King. They were monitoring Vietnam War protesters. They even monitored the guy we all look to who tried to stop this illegal activity, Senator Frank Church himself. And so here we have a period from about 1947 to 1975 where we're operating illegally until it's discovered, and the Congress becomes furious, led by Senator Frank Church. And he quoted all the dangers of tyrannical governments, and he pointed to Hitler and so forth and so on, how people with this kind of power can undermine the whole type of government we have and have done so. Because the only reason you want to collect everything about everybody is to control them, to control populations. Why else do it? So then we have the reform. We have the intelligence committees created by the Frank Church Committee. We draw up rules where Admiral Bobby Inman helped define what NSA calls USID 18, which governs under what circumstances NSA may collect information about a U.S. citizen. And it's very well defined and understood. And it was actually our Bible that we lived by. Of course, we had plenty of foreign intelligence to worry about. So that was really my concern during my career. However, now what's changed? So we spin forward to 2015, and we have a Congress who's sitting there going to great lengths to protect NSA's ability and the FBI's ability and the DEA and all of them to collect everything. What's changed? What makes up a senator today that is so different from 40 years ago? When they were appalled at what was going on, is it ethics? Is it the influence of money? Well, I think we know some of the answer to all of that. All I'm trying to say is if we didn't run out and collect everybody's phone numbers in 1979 after Smith versus Maryland, why are we doing it now and continuing to do it? And I would argue it's hurting NSA. It's hurting the FBI because they're collecting so much data, they can't understand it anymore. And it explains why they didn't stop, not pick up the pieces later, but prevent the Boston Marathon that killed that little eight-year-old boy and three others. Why they didn't stop the maiming of our troops at Fort Hood. And Charlie Hebdo in France, that's foreign intelligence. That's NSA's bailiwick.
Or Garland, the FBI, they were on Twitter and Facebook saying they were about to do it a day before, and only the local cops figured it out and were waiting. The FBI had so much data they weren't even there.
Absolutely right. So I don't know how Mitch McConnell and Marco Rubio and people stand up with a straight face. Shame on them. Shame on them.
Please continue, sir. You're the expert. This is amazing. I mean, you're talking to millions of folks. What do they need to know right now about what's happening?
Well, I want people to know that when Hayden came into NSA, it really began with him. You could say it was 9/11. Rubbish. NSA had all the data. Thomas Drake was still there, even though we had retired, the other three of us. Drake was still at NSA. He witnessed the fact that NSA had the data about 9/11 and didn't tell anybody. And so we hear all of this, we can't have another 9/11. What are you talking about? Now, no journalist that I know of has ever asked General Hayden, what about this business about you having the data about 9/11? No one has ever put him in the corner and forced him to answer that question. And it needs to be done by somebody. We are being lied to right from the get-go. So who is it that's really behind this effort to get all this data? I personally believe it's law enforcement. NSA really, I don't think, has a lot of interest in Americans. I think they have more to do than's possible just looking at ISIS and other things abroad. and we have China arising. We have Russia causing trouble. Plenty of stuff to do and play in overseas. So who is it that's pushing? It's law enforcement. Why? Harken back to the colonial period when King George III of England said, I need to know who's rabble rousing in the colonies. I'm going to put a soldier in every home. Well, that was the straw that broke the
air. Sure. I mean, it's about domestic control and it's admitted with the threat fusion centers. More and more departments are being given access to the NSA data. And I want you to continue down that line, sir, but then bring up the fact that just as a layperson, if you've got 800,000 private contractors and all these agencies and the DEA and the FBI, and we know all these groups have corporate moles, cult moles, crazy people, psychopaths, criminals, it's a sieve now to have America be totally penetrated by anybody and everybody. I mean, it's like building 1,000 doors on your house. Or it just sounds like it's the opposite of security to me.
It is. It truly is. Alex, and the borders, we could talk endlessly. Hiring rules are being changed because they're discriminatory. People are getting security clearances that shouldn't be getting them. How do some of these people get clearances? Because favoritism inside the government, and it all eats away at our governmental strength, our national strength. Look at what he's doing in the military, Obama. He's tearing it apart. He's removed very patriotic general officers, the highest among them. And all of this is purposeful. This is not accidental.
Incredible. Elaborate on that. I mean, making the troops wear red high heel shoes in public, sensitivity training, cutting their funding for training while giving them too many missions, shutting off our power plants, not letting the feds are trying to create crises with the states. Really, I see it as a global corporate takeover of America. The corporations now have access to this data. They're now working with the NSA. It sounds like they want this because it allows a corporate takeover of the country.
It really does, and you're absolutely right about that. And, you know, if you look back into history, what do we call it when governments get too far into bed with industry and business? Fascism.
That's right.
And if you look at the rise of the police state, how they, even the police, and God love them, I respect the police and honor them. But there is a certain segment of the police that's become paramilitary. And they've become rough with otherwise innocent people. And I'm not talking about the Gray case over there in Baltimore and so forth. I'm talking
about... But sure, I mean, they're giving a military killer training, and then it's being deployed against old ladies and stuff.
Exactly. All I'm saying is if you stand back and you look at the behavior of authoritarian organizations of any type, they've become nasty. We used to be a sort of a kind, understanding, and wise nation. And
That's it. We need soft power, and we need like the Sheriff of Mayberry. We don't need to be his deputy in a black uniform.
Absolutely. But something about the events of 9/11 and the ginning up the patriotism and that we've got to stop all this has gotten a bit out of control. The pendulum has swung a bit too far. We're taking military surplus and giving it to the police department, and they're writing down the in small towns in Midwest America in a Humvee that's armored up and so forth. And I'm sure that's fun. But think about what it represents. And what
a major cultural shift towards what we see in North Korea and other third world hellholes. Expanding on that, every marker of a country sliding into tyranny is there. It's accelerating. But I've studied history, as I know you have, sir. The elite should know. I know it's a fractured elite, but the establishment and special interests should know they're building a police state that generally eats the establishment first. And is dangerous and destroys their security as well. Look at Al Hastert, we now learn, got stung basically by Patriot Act type stuff and Know Your Customer stuff. And I'm not defending Hastert, but it's better that 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man. I mean, doesn't Congress, we now learn, has been spied on by the CIA and others? Don't they understand they're going to get hoisted on their own petard?
You know, it's a good question, but I think they're afraid. I mean, they're so few what I would call brave people anymore in Congress and elsewhere. I always look to the military if I want to find brave souls. I can't find them anywhere. It's like our school curriculums, the behavior that we're teaching is all puffery. It's about feelings. It's not about dedication, courage, integrity, honesty, the things that always made us. How did the World War II guys become the greatest generation? Because they stood tall.
And they had integrity, and they were hardworking, and they were honorable. That's the essence of freedom and civilization. Why would the political class want to kill the blood of freedom?
Exactly. And it's for money. You pointed it out. The undue influence of industry. You know, Hayden actually broke NSA, and he did it because he let industry too far inside the building. And now they're an integral part of it. My God. There are industry contractors actually doing intelligence analysis, partly because analysts have found out that if they go to work on a contract, they can get a higher paycheck. The long-term benefits may not be as good in the package, but the paycheck's higher and people want money.
So it's a corporate takeover of national security.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Hayden himself, look what happens to Hayden. He goes into NSA, screws it up. He invents something called Trailblazer that began as PowerPoint slides, claiming it was going to save the country in the digital age. When the solution he needed, Binney had already developed in that little research organization, and it was right there for the plucking. He ignored it, threw it out, went with Trailblazer, spent billions of dollars, and the whole thing was declared a failure in 2005. Producing the biggest failure in the history of the national
security. Well, as Benny said, they don't want to solve problems. They want to keep making them worse.
Exactly. And he gets promoted and then goes on to become deputy director of national intelligence. At that point, it was Negroponte, and he's sitting at his side. Eventually, it becomes Jim Clapper, as Hayden then goes on to become the director of CIA. So there's a new concept that's been born called failing upwards. The more you fail, the more money you waste, the more business you bring and involve in the money flow, you get rewarded. That's what we've done, and that's where we are.
And the country is totally bankrupt, and they're accelerating a collapse, and then they think a bunch of armored vehicles and paramilitary to keep them safe. Nothing's going to keep them safe when this all blows sky high, which it will. The question is just when. It is scary. And then I see elites all running to the hills and building armored redoubts and safe houses and going to New Zealand. It's all these special interests who can't help but make themselves wealthy, and they don't care about the long-term issue. It just sounds like a time bomb.
Well, it is, and it's getting worse. And, you know, people say, what can we do about it? And normally you'd say, well, call your congressman. I don't know that that can do anything about it anymore. I fear we're headed down that path of last resort, where if you look to how we're going to deal with this, we're going to have to march on Washington. And I don't know if you're going to pick up a pitchfork, a baseball bat, or what it to do it, but we've got to start making our voices heard. We've got to get their attention. You know, I would probably give my life for the opportunity for Bill Binney to be invited to Congress. And why wouldn't they? The guy's a genius. We know how to do this job called intelligence in big data. Catch bad guys, protect privacy at the same time without giving up anything. And they won't even talk to him. They won't even invite him in. Not even a close.
And he's the guy that invented most of the systems that they're getting rich off of.
Exactly. And he didn't invent them for this purpose. We built the protections in. And my God.
I know it's all classified, but basically it gets into algorithms and all the rest of it, where you can really zone in on the algorithm of the real bad guys. But when you add all the data, it just screws it up, which then shows you that. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you're absolutely right. You have to know how to process and leverage the data to deal with the three V's, is what I call it. Velocity, This stuff moves down electronic pipes the speed of light. The variety. Look at all the stuff you can do with your smartphone. You want to tweet, you want to chat, you want to look at maps, you want to whatever. Oh, and make phone calls, by the way. And the variety of data and the velocity and the volume. We can't keep up with our email queues. Imagine if you're collecting the world's communications, how much there's out there. We devised ways to deal with that and to do it constitutionally. Why does no one want to talk about that?
Because it's too inexpensive to do it that way, and it's better to have a giant white elephant that doesn't work, and then all the other criminals that are in the government and the banks laundering money, running drugs, they don't have to worry about a real NSA anymore when they operate overseas because it's been blinded and infiltrated by their operatives.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right.
It's the fall of the Republic, final segment with Kirk Wiebe, an incredible patriot who I hope will come back routinely. This guy is amazing with all of his information. Accuracy.org, exposedfacts.org. Retweet it. We tweeted it out at Real Alex Jones. It's up to you folks to turn this around. Maybe he can do 5 more minutes in the next hour because I want him to talk about the persecution these guys went through for going internally through Congress, blowing the whistle.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
We've got this segment and one more with NSA whistleblower Kirk Wiebe. He's an amazing individual. And imagine being up there in D.C. or being in Maryland or being in other areas just surrounded by all these yes men and women and saying, no, I'm going to tell the truth. As George Orwell said, in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Mark Twain probably said it even better. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And I've studied history. I started reading history books when I was about 6, 7 years old, you know, kids' history books. By the time I was 10, I was reading adult history books. I just found it to be fascinating, much better than science fiction or comic books. And by the time I was in high school and college, I saw the brainwashing and the tyranny and saw where we were going. So I've been on air since I was 21. I'm 41 now, 20 years. And I've just seen the slide of this nation. And it's all because I read history books. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. I think Lord Acton said that. He also said power. He said absolute power corrupts absolutely. He said power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. I want to give Kirk in just the 3 or 4 minutes we have left here and then the next little segment, any other points he wants to cover. I want to talk about the persecution, and that really illustrates how evil this government is. They follow the law. They go through Congress. People come after them. But briefly, we're supported at InfoWarsStore.com. with the high-quality shortwave radios, Patriot apparel, heirloom seeds, books, videos on every liberty subject you can imagine, super high-quality vitamins and minerals, nutraceuticals. We're supported by your purchases, so shop with the good guys. We're a platform for freedom. Transcend left, right. It's all about basic renaissance, basic transparency. InfoWarsLife.com, our amazing deep earth source of iodine that's so pure and doesn't upset your stomach like other cruddy iodines. There's a lot of iodine deficiencies out there. We are selling out of our supply. We've had it for a couple of years. And now the deep earth crystals, we're trying to get another contract to get these. I don't know if we're going to be able to continue to supply it. Probably. But if you want to get it, now's the time. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Kirk, we got about 3-4 minutes to break and then a 5 more minutes segment. What do you want to hit in closing here?
Well, we didn't talk a lot about USA Freedom, but I think you said that a previous guest had done that.
Well, no, I mean, I want to get your take as an expert on it. What do you think of it?
Yeah, well, I don't think very much of it. It doesn't change any. What makes me angry is that it's deceitful. It makes us all believe, because of the way the media treats it, as this is somehow finally Congress doing something to protect us, when in fact it doesn't address other authorities that are on the books that NSA has, such as Executive Order 12333, presidential order that gives the NSA the authority to collect anything it wants in an emergency situation. Now, who declares emergency? Well, Bush did. He said, we're at war effectively. I need wartime authority.
Every year, Congress declares an emergency. That's how they suspend the Constitution.
Exactly. And we've been operating that way all the way up to now since 2001. So how do we know what NSA is really doing? There's no mechanism for Congress to see into NSA's databases, to see what they're collecting, to see what analysts are doing with that. Now, I'm not saying they're all playing around with our lives, but I'm telling you the power to do so is there. How do we know Lois Lerner didn't get tip-offs about conservative groups seeking 401k status or 301c status when she started going after them and making it hard for them? We don't know. We know the DEA uses NSA data. We know the FBI uses
it. We know any unconstitutional power can and will be abused.
Absolutely right.
We're going to come back. We're going to come back in 70 seconds over this break. I'm going to give you the floor for 5 minutes to just hammer in on this, because that's just bombshell from your expert analysis that exactly there's all these other operating powers. They focus on some section of the Patriot Act with metadata. When it's admitted, they're just recording basically everything. Stay with us. We'll be back with NSA whistleblower Kirk Wiebe, ExposedFacts.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 Pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and long-time supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Kirk Wiebe was getting into the USA Freedom Act that many analysts are saying, even CNN admits, is worse than the Patriot Act. He was breaking down all the other provisions that they're using to do basically unconstitutional spying that aren't being discussed. And then, in closing, I want to ask him, what about the corporations and what they're doing? Sir, go ahead.
No, well, what's the difference between what Google's doing with our data and what NSA's doing? Now, Google, of course, is very fixated on Americans and any user of Google, for that matter, around the globe. And they claim, well, we're just looking at your habits. Well, you know, to me, that's profile building. Now, let's talk about profiles. They're a double-edged sword. There's a good side and a bad side. Good side is if I understand your behavior in electronic data of all kinds, I can track you. I can find out who you're talking to, which means I can then infer something about your life. If you're calling a psychiatrist all the time or Alcoholics Anonymous or a young lady when you've been married for 20 years and she's not a relative. There's all kinds of things I can infer and then use to blackmail you. So any organization, NSA, Google, any organization accrues power over all of us, whether they like it or not, if they make us the subject of studying our behavior in data and not just content. I want people to understand that if I just get your metadata day after day, 24 hours a day, everything you do, swiping your gas card at a gas station, buying flowers with a credit card, turning on your computer at work or at home, I can actually track those events and put together a set of activities on a clock and track you throughout the 24-hour day. And I'll know when you're not home, and I'll know those things. It's very, very dangerous when misused. And there's very few regulations regulating the way business uses this information. The next thing we'll see is NSA hiring out to Google just to give them their profiles. I'm sure there's intelligence in that information.
In fact, the word is that's already happening, and Amazon's partnering with the CIA. And, of course, I'm sure you've heard they know if you make more money, they have algorithms when you buy plane tickets or purses or whatever to charge you more. We buy a lot of plane tickets here, so we run our machines that do it cookie-free and everything else, because a plane ticket to Austria would be $15,000 in business instead of $3,000 by clearing cookies. Now, no one's going to tell you that, are they?
No. No one's going to tell you at all. They will manipulate your environment, though, to get the desired result, which is money. It's always money.
I was at home buying plane tickets, and you know, for folks here at the office, and it was outrageous prices. And I separately went down to a computer center, went in, used clean systems to go in, and it was like 8 times cheaper. This is the criminal systems they're engaged in. It's just, we turn our world over to AI, it will game human systems and consolidate wealth. It's the end of the free market.
True. It will be total manipulation, as many believe the stock market already is. And I don't doubt that. It's designed to perform on the behalf of the rich.
Well, Kirk Wiebe, I've got to say that You're one of the most amazing whistleblowers I've ever talked to. I want to thank you for your courage. You didn't even, because you're a real man, did all the persecution you and others have gone through. But we salute you. You're fighting for this republic more than you ever did when you were, you know, working in the military. ExposeFacts.org. Please come back very soon to get into all the other angles of this. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Alex, for having me. And let me urge your audience, stand up for truth. If you see wrongdoing, even at a local level, expose it. It all begins there, and we've all got to get this done, or we're going to go down.
God bless you, sir. Thank you so much, Kirk.
A Rhode Island senator, Sheldon Whitehouse, just seriously suggested that people who are skeptical of global warming models and predictions should not only be censored, but prosecuted under the RICO Act. That's the Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act of 1970. You know, going after organized crime. The government was having trouble getting convictions for organized crime because the mob could always hire the best lawyers. So they decided they'd take away their money first so they could get a conviction. But when you take away constitutional rights for the mob, you take them away for everyone. Within 16 years, Reagan signed civil asset forfeiture laws that allowed the police to confiscate property even without charging you with a crime. By 1994, RICO was being used against pro-life activists. So it's not a stretch that this government would use RICO against people who are skeptical of its agenda. For more information, go to InfoWars.com. I'm David Knight.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here with an InfoWarsLife.com consumer alert report. Many of you are aware that around the world, most populations are woefully deficient in clean forms of iodine. The good news is our listeners over the past 2 years tried X2 nascent iodine and experienced it for themselves. The bad news is for the first time in more than a year, supplies at InfoWarsLife.com of Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine are running low. But what's even more serious is the supply of these deep earth crystals. That exclusive 999 pure source is proprietary and only available to InfoWarsLife.com. And that supply is running low and is in question. That's why it's more important than ever to secure your current and longtime supply of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 today. Available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Guess what?
What?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell and we heard him talking to his lawyer. You see, we took the mic
and we hit it up in the cell window. Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
We bugged Mr. Blake's cell.
You what?
We bugged the cell with Arnold's tape recorder. Just listen to this, Paul.
I can't listen to that.
But, Paul.
Opie, I can't listen to that. I'm not permitted.
But, Paul, you don't understand.
Opie, I can't listen to this. Now, I told you about eavesdropping.
But, Paul, this is different.
Yes, it's worse. You overheard a conversation that was supposed to be private. Now, I can't be a party to that.
But, Paul, if you just listen to this...
Opie, I can't listen.
Paul, you're erasing the tape.
That's what I mean to do. You bugged a conversation between a lawyer and his client. Now, that's violating one of the most sacred rights of privacy.
But, Paul...
No buts.
But if it helps the law...
Opie, the law... can't use this kind of help.
There you go. And that's the type of stuff that was on TV in the 50s and 60s. And now look where we are. We knew every totalitarian system that killed hundreds of millions of people in the last century pushed this type of garbage. I mean, you want to live in hell on earth, folks? You get rid of privacy because bad people will use it to screw you over every time. It's the Ring of Mordor. It cannot be used for good. It will always turn bad 10, 20 times what you use it for good. And it's evil if you study history. It'll work right up front, and you'll think it's great, and you'll start using it more, and then it's over. And by the way, I just mentioned this earlier, and they found some news articles and put them on screen for TV viewers. For radio listeners, I'm going to read these headlines for you so you can go see it for yourself. I learned about this more than 10 years ago from an industry insider we had on the show. And then now it's been in the news the last few years, but you know Amazon can predict what you're going to buy off your habits before you buy it and before you even know you're going to buy it. Now, that's beyond NSA, and that's why they're partnering with Amazon at the NSA and CIA. Here's the headline. Websites vary prices, deals based on users' information. The London Evening Standard. Online shoppers pay more if spy software shows they're well off. As an online retailer, folks, I could partner with companies and pay them a percentage of profit and do this to people with algorithms that know what you'll pay so when you come there, the numbers change. We've talked to industry folks. We'd probably increase profits 80-something percent the first year. I'm at a disadvantage. I will not commit what I know is a crime, even if the government says it's okay against people. Even though it would fund our operation, I could put the Ring of Mordor on right now and be more powerful. But it would turn bad down the road. But now we're just so inundated by it, it soon will be obsolete, won't be able to operate. Because soon the whole system's based on this. I'll have to go out and be Amish to not be part of it. It takes you voting with your dollars and saying no. And I'm going to explain something. At home and at our office, and I try to remind the guys to do this one, that we need to use travel agents because my crew's too busy to be doing it. I'm sending three people to Switzerland, on the edge of Switzerland, the last time was in Switzerland in Europe, England before that. I'm sending three crew members to Austria, and the difference in plane tickets, if you clear your cookies, because they know we buy a lot of plane tickets, and in the past we just didn't understand this, or I didn't tell people, we'd pay whatever it was saying and wouldn't shop too much, and it's algorithms across platforms. You can be on British Airways, you can go to another site and put it in there. It knows who you are, it applies it, and it's the same price. You go clear your cookies, you go protect your identity, it's 5, 10, sometimes 15 times cheaper. Do you understand the magnitude? People say, I don't care if they're spying on me, I have nothing to hide. That's like saying, I don't lock my doors, I have nothing to hide. I don't pull my shades down, I have nothing to hide. I don't have a gate around my house, I have nothing to hide. I don't put a fence around my cows, I have nothing to hide. They're going to walk off and fall in ditches and get run over. We have barriers to protect ourselves. I mean, you spy on the government, you get espionage charges. They spy on us, it's no big deal. Corporations, you spy on them, you get arrested. They spy on you, it's no big deal. And it's because if we could almost double our profits screwing you like this, can you imagine? Everybody else just says, yes, 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 yes. Yeah, you can go out right now and partner with companies with your shopping carts to screw people. And most people just do it. In fact, I've had people tell me I'm a chump when I've talked to consultants and folks, top people, that I won't do this. They go, everybody's doing it. Well, everybody was cutting children's hearts out, 600 years ago in Mexico City and eating children. And they were doing it in Europe, too. I'm not doing it. Sure, everybody in Sodom and Gomorrah was raping kids. I ain't doing it. You got it? I'm not taking a microchip. I'm not taking your vaccines. I'm not eating your GMO. And I'm not drinking your fluoride. You got it? I know it's a takeover. I know it's evil. I know it's bad. And yes, I'm frustrated. We could use those millions of dollars to fund the operation, but I cannot engage in criminal activity. And I sit here and watch all these immoral people taking over as they screw everybody. And they do it because the public's lazy and takes it. Don't you people want to get plane tickets for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 times cheaper? Don't you want train tickets cheaper? Don't you want video games cheaper? Don't you want... No, you won't even do it to save money. You love getting screwed. Because You kill your own babies, and so you want to kill yourself. Your brain's powerful. You decide to be lazy and dumb and kill your babies. Your brain wants you dead. Your subconscious goes, this is a piece of crap. I want to die. So you're a loser. You get into being losers. Excuse me. See, I try not to get mad because it exhausts me. It makes me so angry. It makes me so angry that I've got to spend so much time trying to raise money to fund this operation when I should be spending it on fighting the globalists. And then I watch all these people, these soulless, moralist people screwing everyone. I mean, there used to be laws about manipulating prices at stores and putting up signs and changing them, and it's called false advertising. And this is still illegal what they're doing, just no one's standing up to them. You want to know why they hate me and attack me all over the news every day? Because I know what they're doing, people. And it ain't hard. I read the news and I run a major operation. I live it. You know, I could go join these people right now. The establishment's reaching out to me right now to go join them. And let me tell the establishment something. Never over my dead body, and I know that's what it comes down to, I will never join with the devil. I will never be part of hurting innocents. I will never be part of being a bully and screwing people over. I want to empower this species. That's the big payoff. I want my progeny with your progeny going into the future as an incredible species, not a bunch of backstabbing crap. Excuse me. I want to air this Fukushima update, and yes, it's also about funding our operation. It's a win-win. I'm going to skip the network break because I've gone too long here. I'm going to settle down. I wasn't going to air this probably today, but I need to take a break. It's about an 8-minute video. We're going to air this, and I'm going to try to settle down. I'm going to walk around, get some water to drink, and then we're going to come back and just get into all the rest of the news. But, I mean, it just, do you understand? It's not just if you're, quote, I saw idiots in the comments, these articles going, good, screw the rich people. Oh, yeah. They know if you're blue collar what you'll pay. They know if you're middle class how to cheat you. It might just be a dollar. It might be $10. It's AI screwing you. Just like criminals use your Facebook when you say, I'm going out of town for a week. Here's my new Christmas gift, this 80-inch TV, and they come rob you. It's not that you have nothing to hide. It's that people will use your information to screw you over. Let's go ahead and go to this special report, and I'll be back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a very important Fukushima update. Well, almost 5 years has passed since the tragic events that took place in 2011 north of Tokyo, Japan, in a province known as Fukushima. Of the 6 reactors damaged by the tsunami and the subsequent earthquake, 5 partially or totally exploded. And one of the key reactors that was actually a plutonium reactor, even more dangerous than the traditional uranium reactor, the MOX core system completely exploded with a giant hydrogen chain reaction. We had scientists on at the time who were able to study the isotopes and confirmed that indeed a fission chain reaction had taken place. Now, quite frankly, there is no silver bullet to protect yourself from radiation. The northern hemisphere of our planet has double to triple, depending what time of year we're looking at, of the southern hemisphere, simply because most nuclear disasters from Chernobyl to Fukushima and nuclear testing have taken place in the northern hemisphere. This is quite frankly insane. But it was four and a half years ago that I began to really research radiation poisoning and things that were happening around the world so that I could try to mitigate what was happening to myself and my family. Because we had the reports from Connecticut on the East Coast and places in California and other areas of increased radioactive isotopes in cow's milk because they were eating on the surface of the grass where it was bioaccumulating. It was showing up in higher levels in tuna off California. And the media was saying it was no big deal. Now higher levels of radiation is supposedly okay for you. Well, now the International Business Times, RT, and others are reporting that there are over 200 plus containers at the wreck facility where 5 of the reactors were damaged, several totally exploded, that are filled with spent fuel rods and that are building up hydrogen again that could cause massive explosions. Each one of them could end up being bigger than what we saw back in 2011. This is simply insane. The entire facility on the edge of the ocean, because of the water they're dumping on it to keep it cool down, the radioactive rods that are heating up, is causing the whole facility to sink into the ground. Bottom line, Fukushima is only going to get worse. So I began to do research. And as I said back in a clip a few years ago, short of moving to the southern hemisphere, there's really nothing you can do other than protecting the tissues and the cells that we already have in our bodies. And nothing is a silver bullet. But the best thing you can do overall, that from my research gives the thyroid and other glands some modicum of a defense, is things like high-quality nascent iodine. And a few years ago, we launched our original Survival Shield from the cleanest sources that could be found from the ocean, from kelp and seaweed. But in our process of getting deeply into iodine, and with our audience having such a great response and the great reviews, we began to do even more research and found that we could get a deep earth source of the crystals. And by securing these crystals, we're getting people a 999 source that is a whole nother level. Other brands of so-called nascent iodine turned black or red on paper. Real iodine is electric blue purple. And when you heat up our iodine on a hot plate, when it's in the crystal form, it turns into gas. That's how pure it is. And again, it's the good iodine, it's the good halogen, that if your body didn't have it, you would die. Deficiencies long-term in iodine, or the lack of iodine, will kill you. That tells you how important this is. And in the 20s, in the Midwest, other areas, there was huge problems with big swollen thyroids and goiters. It was causing birth defects, serious crises. And the federal government did the right thing and said, we're going to work with salt manufacturers to add iodine, a lower grade, cheap type, to the salt. And there's a bunch of different studies on this, but IQs in the Midwest and other areas that hadn't had enough iodine previously, because folks on the coast were getting enough from fish, but the folks in the Midwest saw upwards of a 15-point IQ increase in just 10 years. Iodine is something your body literally feeds off of, and it's connected into all your basic hormone functions. So when you don't have enough iodine, or don't have a pure form of iodine that your body can actually absorb, your body begins to break down. Now, when the government began to tell salt makers don't put it in the salt anymore, by the 70s, they started pushing water fluoridation, that is the bad halogen, hydrofluorosilicic acid, bromine, chlorine. These are the bad halogens that go in and basically fill up the thyroid and other glands. Simply put, iodine has changed my life. Pure, high-quality nascent iodine, true nascent iodine from the deep earth source is even more life-changing than what I experienced with original Survival Shield. I want to challenge you to try Survival Shield X2 today. And one more important news update here, not just on Fukushima, but on our supply of Survival Shield X2. Securing enough high-quality iodine that would pass rigorous California standards and other tests was extremely hard to do. And in our search to have the very best, we discovered what no one else was even using or aware of, that you're able to get iodine that's drilled and mined right here in the United States that is of a superior potency and quality. The true, pure iodine crystals, the type that turn into gas when they're heated up. And when I began to take this in the 6 months before we rolled it out, literally testing it on myself, it was amazing. What came out of my skin, the weight I lost, the energy I got. But I want to warn people, consult your physician before you try this. It's totally legal and lawful. It's incredibly clean. But at the same time, when you've been deficient in something like this for a long time, there will be, from my experience and others' experiences, major effects. And when it starts pulling out the bad halogens out of glands and tissues and things, you will feel like you're detoxing 2 weeks to a month in. Almost everyone I've talked to, this has happened. Dr. Group, who helped develop this system, warned me up front, and it did happen. So this is serious. It's not a game. Check it out for yourself today at InfoWarsLife.com. Or if you have any questions or comments or would like to order over the phone, 888-253-3139. I believe in win-win-win. It's high quality. It's the purest form out there. It's very affordable. It's something the globalists are aware of. That's why they push bad halogens and not the good halogen. It's a supply that is finite. We're having trouble right now, as I was about to get to, running out of it and being able to get a new supply of the pure crystals. So bottom line, it's time to stock up. And finally, your purchase of these products funds InfoWars.com, the nightly news, the syndicated radio show, the print media, everything we're doing. So it is a 360 win. It's important to stockpile this and to have a reserve supply, because you look at the attacks on InfoWars, the attacks on alternative media, you look at the attacks on supplements, and then just the supply chain that has broken down for us basically right now. I wanted to give you a heads up to secure your Survival Shield X2 today. Well, that's it for this important news consumer update alert. Again, thank you all for your support. Not just of InfoWars.com, but the First Amendment across the board. Never forget, if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. And again, that is an important update on Fukushima. The first half and the second half is a plug for iodine, because I totally believe what I'm saying, and the evidence is there. InfoWarsLife.com. And I'm done plugging for the day. That's just how we, one of the ways we fund our operation. And I was sitting there thinking, we may not be able to get this in the future. I better get a bunch for myself. And I was driving home with a whole case of it. And I went, wait a minute. That's a great sales pitch. The truth is always the best sales. So I came and just shared my own concerns with you. But it's making it sell out. So it's kind of a catch-22, because then we're going to try to get some more in. And then it's just down the road. It's just hard to secure this stuff. And you got to deal with the DEA and the rest of it because of the stupid meth heads. Pure iodine, I guess, is used. You can't use it once it's in the palm oil for that, but it's used, and so it's all a big bureaucracy in this country. We're becoming just like Europe or something. And it's always because of what criminals do. Normal people get their lives restricted. Well, I'm tired of that. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. I got so angry earlier, and it's spontaneous. I mean, that's not me like I'm a WWF wrestler or something. I ran into The Undertaker in Austin this morning. I was downtown taking care of some business, drove by the governor's mansion, and they had guys out there with M4s. Ever seen the state police with the M4s? Might be an ISIS threat or something. And then I went and took care of some business, and I'm like, aren't you a professional wrestler? Yeah, I'm The Undertaker. Of course, he wasn't in his makeup and everything, but still a very imposing-looking, a scary-looking guy. One of the scariest-looking guys I've ever seen. I've seen some big guys. I was like, man, no wonder you're a professional wrestler. Certainly had a presence, but don't know why I started telling that story. I was about to get into something else this morning. One of the reasons that I am successful is that we have a nation and a world, because of television, 8 hours a day on average now, as they were reporting yesterday in the BBC. In the West, 8 hours of screen time, so it's not just TV, of media, of digital media, screen delivered. That people are just, they've seen millions of simulated murders, monsters busting out of hearts, the planet blowing up hundreds of times, earthquakes, San Andreas. And so they can't register real threats when they're actually happening. It's learned helplessness. It's mass Stockholm syndrome is what I call it. That's my term. And me, I mean, I start thinking about how I have to clear cookies and go through a bunch of hassles, not to be cheated. I mean, I could be trying to buy a Hugo Boss shirt. And it says 120. And I clear cookies, because I don't like going to shopping malls. You know, I buy clothes a few times a year online. And it's like $55. And then no one's telling you to do that. No one's explaining to you that if you're middle class or whatever, or you buy a lot of stuff on a computer, say at your office, a lot of plane tickets, it thinks you're rich and just cheats you. Stores, in fact, I saw this a few years ago, will actually face scan you. And they have a database they got from Facebook. You can look this up. Forget which store. A couple of them in New York. And then it will digitally, they won't have price tags on it. Kind of like the kiosk will sit there and, in fact, the other day I was at the mall with my kids, went and saw a movie, and we walked over to the cell phone cases, and I was looking to get another cell phone case, And the guy's like, it's $45. And I went, but really, you think I'll pay that? You just made that judgment. There's no price tags. What are you really selling for? 15 or 20? Is that your bottom? And he was like, you are very smart. I like you. Hold on. You are the man on the internet. How did you know this? I will give it to you for 20. For 20. Well, it's a digital version of that. And no one's going to tell you it's going on. They think it's funny. It's a conspiracy theory. So go pay triple or quadruple or 10 times for your plane tickets. Fine, don't listen to me. I'm racist. I'm horrible.
Run.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Just passed by Congress, the USA Freedom Act. Well, not real freedom, but the kind of freedom we act like we have in the USA. Think of it as CISPA for phone companies. A kind of cozy, symbiotic relationship between the corporate oligarchy and the authoritarian government. The phone companies will now store your info and pass it on to the paranoid government on demand. And the phone companies will be granted freedom from liability. Now that's real freedom. The kind only the big guys get.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Now Congress will be notified whenever the secret FISA court, well, it's not really a court, just a single judge, reinterprets the law. That's great, because they've been changing the law and not even telling us. Now they're going to let us know. Isn't America great? The USA Freedom Act. Offer void where prohibited by law. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear. And the shot at Lexington heard round the world. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled. And on to Concord marched the foe to seize the arsenal there, you know. Waking folks, searching all around. Till our militia stopped them in their tracks. At the old North Bridge, we turned them back and chased those redcoats back to Boston town. And the shout heard around the world was the start of the revolution. The men were ready on the move. Take your powder, take your gun, report to General Washington. Hurry, men, there's not an hour to
happened that they had planned, if the British was ever to come over here, that they'd put a light up in this high church steeple. And Paul went down there to look. And sure enough, there was the light, burning brighter than day. Well, Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks. Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we gonna have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they's called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? There's fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come prancing along all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
They fired the gun. And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
It's back. That's the way this country started.
And now our media sycophantically worships the Queen of England and her grandson and their babies, and celebrate them like they're greater than Jesus Christ. All I see the British monarchy, Transylvanian interlopers, all I see them as is like Kim Jong-un. He's third generation royalty. Even mainstream media now describes it as a royal dynasty. It is anathema. Incontrovertibly the opposite of what a free republic is. By the way, free republics are cutting edge and are wealthy and are loved. They have the biggest middle classes. They produce the most science, the most art, the most literature, and are dominant. People that are into freedom are winners. People that are into tyranny are losers. And I don't know why we want a bunch of losers running our country and our world. America didn't even have to militarily invade countries 50, 60 years ago. People wanted us to come in. They wanted to adopt what we were doing because we were freer. We weren't perfect, but the media hyped on our problems and gave us this guilt culture and then brought in a new system to replace what was there, something even worse. A tyranny you don't see on the surface, but it's there. Rotting like cancer that you didn't know was in your guts. Till it kills you. And now we're starting to become aware of the fact that it's happening. You know, I've talked a lot about Hollywood. I don't know Vince Vaughn. I don't know Robert Duvall. Huge fan of Robert Duvall. Like some of the movies of Vince Vaughn. Funny guy. I mean, I knew years ago folks that knew Vince Vaughn and said that he was, aware of what was going on. But, I mean, so's Motley Crue. I guess I know that for multiple folks, but it doesn't mean they're doing anything against the New World Order? I guess they are. A little bit, I guess, in their shows, flashing up clips of my videos. But the point is that 95% of the Hollywood folks I know, names as big or bigger than Robert Duvall, will not go public on air. Some of the most famous musicians, and I'm talking about huge musicians, rock stars like, Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins or folks like Dave Mustaine and Megadeth, they have the courage to speak out and say something. There are folks bigger than they are who won't speak out. You're going to lose everything if you don't. So Robert Duvall has come out on the Howard Stern show and said he's not going to vote for Hillary. That's just more of the same. He doesn't like the Republicans either. He'll probably vote Libertarian, maybe Rand Paul. That article's on Infowars.com. That just makes me like him that much more. But oh, he's so good. That's an amazing actor right there. From Kill a Mockingbird to THX-113. That guy's been in movies for almost 60 years. A true icon. He's so good in Sling Blade, just everything. I don't even like movies like Days of Thunder, but man, he's in it all watching anytime I see it on. Vince Vaughn, you know, I like Robert Duvall. He reminds me of the Texans I grew up around. Those guys are all dead now. They acted and talked just like Robert Duvall, but with a real deal. Always real happy. I tell you, son, before we go shooting, before we go do this work, let's pull over and, you know, have some fun, get a hamburger. And they made the most simple things sound like fun. You know, they just always had a good attitude. The opposite of what this country's become, but excuse me. Vince Vaughn is as pro-gun as it gets, and I meant to cover this 2 days ago. I just got busy and didn't, but they're going to come after him. There's a new article out at Infowars.com by Paul Watson. Vince Vaughn will be shunned by Hollywood after outing himself as a conservative. Author says guns should be allowed in schools to stop mass shootings and more. Before I read some of his quotes here, if you vote for organic food by buying it, 20 years ago you couldn't find it anywhere. Now it's everywhere, and now the price is going down because everybody's getting in on the market. It's huge. They're taking fluoride out of the water. It'll take years to do, but the announcement's been made. They're cutting it by half and then phasing it out. We're having victories. People are listening, not just to us, but they're getting it. A lot of people get it because they take their 18-month-old in to get a shot. They're fine. They're talking. They give them a shot. The kid has a convulsion, doesn't wake up for 2 days. Finally, they start walking again in a few months and talking, and they go, thank God you're not totally brain damaged. And I get these letters, sometimes with teardrops on them. You know, you see where someone was crying about, oh, my God, I wish I would have listened to you. I made fun of you. Let me tell you, folks, this isn't a game, as I say. This is not a joke. And if we can protect people like Vince Vaughn when they come out and tell the truth, if we go and support his films when they come out, which is already happening with Christian films, they won't be able to destroy him, and then everybody will come out. And let me tell you, folks, we have an article out about this today. I'd say half of Hollywood is libertarian. Another 20% or so are what you call mainline conservatives. It's only maybe 30% that would really be liberal, maybe 25%. I mean, in Hollywood, folks, anti-New World Order, awareness of the globalist agenda, it's like libertarian meets smart liberal, anti-GMO, anti-vaccine meets, they get it. They don't want to be a conservative. They don't want to be a liberal. They're sick of it all. But let me tell you, they're under the thumb of Sumner Redstone and others. And it's so empty out there. It's so backstabbing. It's so sick. Most of Hollywood's moved out to Tennessee or to Texas or to Montreal. I mean, they're all leaving. And there's a real revolution because the artist... And I wish I could tell you the names. I mean, it's just the biggest in rock and roll, the biggest in movies, the biggest. The biggest. Just it's incredible. But they're like, I just want you to know I appreciate what you're doing. I just want you to know that, I just can't go public. They'll come after us. They'll destroy us. I go, I understand. That's fine. Then there's kind of folks that ride the fence who I admire their courage for that. Like Joe Perry of Aerosmith's a huge listener. We used to talk all the time. We never have time to talk. He dedicated his solo album to me. And I guess that was his thing. Don't dedicate it to me, brother. Dedicate it to your children's future. You know, and a lot of these guys are classy, so they think it's kind of rude to speak out. And that's kind of conservative, you know, to not be running around saying it. But, you know, we're in trouble. It's time to yell and scream. But it's just, you name it. You name it. I wish I could tell you. But, you know, they killed John Lennon because he was waking up to the New World Order. He was giving speeches against eugenics. He was saying the drug war was government run. I mean, he really was making a turn, and they killed him. And that's a fact. Been partially declassified. Senator Strom Thurmond said, we got to take out John Lennon, and a month later, he was dead. So that's why Mark Cuban, I've been in speakerphone conversations with him. He was going to put out Loose Change that I produced worldwide on 1,000 screens starting in the U.S. And the White House called him up and said, we're going to indict you for insider trading, just like Martha Stewart, and you better drop that film. The feds came, and then I didn't even know. I talked about it on air. That came out in the New York Times a year later. He published emails they sent him saying, we're going to get you for this. And that's why they had to drop the charges, was because they admitted it was political. So, I mean, I get why people are scared. But let me tell you, they might try to indict Vince Vaughn for this. Because, listen, if one domino falls, it could trigger them all. At the House of Cards I talked about. You don't have to pull the bottom card out. You can pull one out in the middle or up at the top. it's going to collapse the whole thing. Or we pull one out the top, a few collapse, folks see it's not invincible. Now the whole, I mean, we're standing at the edge of total history. We're standing at the edge of ultra-massive victory. Doesn't mean there won't be new evils to fight. Doesn't mean that prophecy won't be revealed and won't be fulfilled. But in God's time. And God commands us to take action against corruption. Even if you don't believe in God, you're not alive, you're not sentient, you're not good if you don't have an instinct to fight criminals, to fight gangs. That's not civilization. Farming and ranching and metallurgy and building and mathematics and science and space exploration and art and literature. I forget who it was. One of the big 60s counterculture guys. Most of them were quacks, but this guy knew what he was talking about. Read a couple of his books. What was his name? He said that if you want to defeat the ruling class, make art. If you want to fight the corrupt system, make art. It'll pop in my head. He was like the founder of the Church of the Subgenius. I hate it when I can't remember a name. It's just right there on the tip of my tongue. Right there on the tip of my cerebral cortex. And that's what you do. You just do independent stuff. You get back to the land. That means inviting neighbors over and having a barbecue. Instead of sitting down and having imaginary friends on Breaking Bad or House of Cards. And it doesn't mean that sometimes you don't watch Breaking Bad or House of Cards, but you're aware it's propaganda. You're aware there's subliminals. It just means most of the time, I want to take my kids kayaking this evening. I want to research or read a book. I want to go out with friends and eat. I do not. That's more interesting to walk around and see bats flying around in the evening and to, you know, be downtown and see a drone flying through the middle of the city, a huge one last night. I got video of it, by the way. I haven't put it on air yet. And it just, there's a whole universe out there, and Jupiter comes out and Saturn and the moon and Nighthawks are flying around. I mean, I'm going to go in there and sit in a couch and watch some fake thing somebody made. Yeah, sometimes I want to turn my brain off and do that, but that's when I want to turn my brain off. My brain's usually on. Most people's brains are off all the time. And I talked about earlier, and I'm not sitting here talking about how I'm great. I'm nobody. But at least I don't have learned helplessness or Stockholm syndrome. Man, when I started thinking about how they try to screw me online because I'm middle class and try to charge me more with algorithms, and that they do that, and that I have to compete against companies that'll do stuff like that, it's criminal. It makes me personally feel cheated, but then I think about how dumb the public is, not even believing that stuff goes on because they've been given an artificial instinct to never defend themselves. The subliminal cues and the subliminal programming, the subconscious commands are when you're being chewed on by wolves, present your belly for more enjoyable eating. You know, maybe lay yourself on a tablecloth and light some candles. See, I'm not going to lay on the table with my belly out to the wolves and light some candles. I don't care. Like I said, if a 14-foot vampire comes through the door, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw myself at it as viciously and as hatefully as I can to take it out, because I'm going to die on my feet. I'm not going to get up on the table and lay out a nice, pretty white linen tablecloth and get up there and take my clothes off and just lay there for the vampires and say, come on in, baby. Hey, man, surf's up. Chomp on me. That's not happening. Being screwed over, watching my children live on a planet with a bunch of idiots, with a bunch of scum ruling over them, isn't fun. And I will not sit here and put up with it. And that's the good news at the end of the day. It's just one average person joining with others on a radio show has already caused them massive problems, and other people are attacking the globalists as well. And they're all honorable. You look at people like our last guest, Kirk Wiebe. Look at folks like Drake, Thomas Drake. You look at those guys. They all look honorable. They all have a loving, strong, manly look in their eyes. When you're around these people in person, you can feel the integrity. You can feel the strength. It feels good. When you're around buckets of sellout crap, you can't wait to get away from them. What matters is integrity at the end of the day. What matters is standing up and doing the right thing. And that's what builds a civilization. That's what builds a future, not a bunch of con artists and scumbags lying to people. And what's happened is the criminals have gotten a critical mass now where they've got so many people going along with them, they can point at us and say, we're the crazy ones. Yeah, you know what? I am crazy. You're right. I see these videos all the time where there'll be two or three guys and two or three other guys will come up and punch them in the face, grab their wife's purse, and the men will just kind of cower, and then the thugs just beat them up. I mean, I'm not looking for trouble. I'm nothing special. I mean, you come up and punch me, I mean, I get just happier than hell because I turn into an animal. And it's not that I'm some killer. It's I'm designed to naturally want to attack someone that attacks me. And I don't know how they took your survival instinct and flushed it down the toilet. I don't know how they did this to us, but I'm telling you, we've got to break the trance and realize that we're not going to physically fight these people right now. We're going to attack them with the truth and with their crimes. We're going to discredit them and we're going to destroy them. And you have to decide that they're evil, that you know they're screwing you over, and that you want to bring them down, and then give that problem to your mind, and your mind will start giving you the answers piece by piece, day by day. We will bring these globalists down. The rule of control freak pieces of trash, psychotic, sociopathic, gibbering degenerates is coming to an end. Humanity is going to escape the AI takeover. Humanity is going to escape the devil's plan with God's help and go into the future. And the sellout churches with a bunch of glitterbug narcissists are going to go with their father, the devil, straight into hell. Final news straight ahead on this Wednesday, the third day of June, 2015 transmission.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Well, the Federal Reserve's come out and says everything's wonderful. The outlook is optimistic as the private offshore banks maneuver the country towards total bankruptcy, but not before they've taken over the planet. Meanwhile, Obama hides trade deal details, and WikiLeaks offers a $100,000 bounty for the entire pact. I thought they already had it and wouldn't release it. Are they saying give them money and they'll release it? Because I've heard them say that before. We need to get an answer on that. But don't worry, the federal government has indicted all these people from the Global Soccer Federation. That'll keep us all safe. Feminists accuse Dr. Ruth, who is a big liberal feminist, of promoting rape culture when she answered questions on Twitter and said, yes, she's against rape, but women shouldn't get naked in bed with a man and then say later they raped him, which is the new feminist thing. As if anybody would want to hang around with any of these feminists I've seen. I mean, just, you know, they're pushing rape to act like all men are predators. Rape certainly goes on. The answer is to arm women and to train them in firearms use, something the fake feminists will never do. Oh, they want women in the military, but they're always don't own firearms. Call the police. Pure bull. Well, my two daughters are going to have firearms, and they know how to use them, and they're not going to just be murdered by a bunch of criminals. Sorry. Feminists accused sex expert Dr. Ruth, this is on Infowars.com, of promoting rape culture after she said she was 100% against rape and advised women that if they don't want to have sex with a man, they should not be naked with him in bed. That's risky behavior, like crossing the street against the light. She also tweeted on Tuesday, if a driver hits you, he's legally in the wrong, but you're in the hospital. She says just don't put yourself in a bad situation. Or it's like these women, you know, they're 20 years old at college, they get drunk with a bunch of drunk guys, and then they, you know, sit there and go in the morning, we didn't do anything. I was passed out. No, they weren't passed out. And most of the time. And then 9 times out of 10, it comes out in court cases. There was no rape in the lacrosse case. It's all made up. But there are rapists that grab your wife in the parking lot. They should get shot. And there are guys that drug people. Never told this story, but about 3 years ago, I was out at a business meeting at night, and I thought that my drink tasted a little bit weird, and I wasn't drinking. It was a non-alcoholic drink, and by the time I got home, I was almost crawling to the bed, and I'd been hit, but there was just no way to prove it or deal with it. I looked into how to do anything, and it's just too hard, but that's what happens when you're a public figure. I have been roofied before, and or I guess it wasn't alcohol involved, so it wasn't roofied. I've been drugged before, and it was not. Thank God I left pretty quick after that drink. I remember driving going, whoa. And then by the time I got home, it was just like lights out. I certainly slept well, though. In fact, I'm not going to tell the rest of the story. I actually went back to the place, and then never mind. I'm not going to tell the rest of it. We're basically out of time. I got to a lot of the news today, not all of it. The nightly news is condensed, is focused, is hardcore with our great team. 7 o'clock Central, prisonplanet.tv. We are going to be, before the year ends, in the next few months, launching on satellite, cable, and other systems. So I've got that to go work on today. There's a whole other subject. Father of slain terror suspect says media promoting FBI narrative of killing. They said they're going to release the video of him coming at the police with a knife. Who knows if that's true? I just know they executed a guy, the FBI did, down in Florida. They shot him in the back of the head while he was basically in handcuffs, and they covered that up, and nobody got in trouble. So this is becoming murder squads. People say, what are you, for the Boston bombing? Folks, the older brother worked for the CIA. That was a setup. The Russians blew his cover. We're not being told the truth about the Boston bombing. That's just some of the news that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That interview we did with the NSA whistleblower was, towards the end especially, one of the most important, thought-provoking, piercing interviews ever. And it was super important. We'll try to put that on YouTube tonight or tomorrow and then get it up on Infowars.com. I mean, take this information, spread it to others. That's how we wake people up. All of you are just as important as I am or Ron Paul or anybody. Take action. You are the media. God bless you all. Great job, crew.
Visit GCNlive.com today.